This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend show are Jim Marcacci and John Euben, Bill Bunneld committee members. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you for having us, Rick.
Jim, we're going to discuss Bill Bunneld's hosting a concert that's going to feature Lang and McLean, formerly known as the Guild, as well as special guest, the Owls. And we're going to talk right now, though, a little bit about Bill Bunneld. You're a committee member, and your function as far as Bill Bunneld?
I'm on the committee with Bill Bunneld, and John and I are kind of the people who put together the musical events we have. This is our second dance that we've been having. The first one is such a success. Last year, about the same time, we thought we'd do it again, and it's looking pretty good. Bill Bunneld is a civic organization, and its purpose is to provide funds for things that the city can't provide and for other organizations. We've purchased TV cameras, right, for our police department. We've gotten a statue for the fire department of a little fireman. It's really, really pretty neat. We fixed up the park. We've built a gazebo, and we've also helped Bunneld's Adopt a Pet, very worthy program. And so some of the funds that we're going to be receiving from ticket sales and the dance are going to go towards supporting our little city.
Events like this, as you alluded to just a little bit ago, this is sort of also to keep the memory of the Coliseum alive, which was, in a lot of people's minds, a Bunneld institution, I guess you could say.
Yes, sir. In fact, we would have loved to have this event at the Coliseum Ballroom, but in 2011, it burned to the ground, so that's not going to happen anymore. So we're trying to just relive some of the memories we had. A lot of the memories we think about all the time, but when you're sitting there as a group listening to the music, it kind of revitalizes them and brings it back for the folks. And to every person we talked to from last year's event, they just had a ball. I mean, it was just a great, great walk down memory lane.
John, let's talk a little bit about the performers at this event. And one of them, Lang and McLean, formerly known as the Guild, and they were well known throughout the area for many decades and also associated with the Coliseum. And if you could maybe tell everybody a little bit more about Lang and McLean.
Well, Lang and McLean, formerly the Guild, and the Guild were the big monkey in the cage. I mean, they never had a record in the charts. They released some things, nothing really charted and sold very well, but they drew crowds just like the big acts, just like they every Saturday night the Guild played at Coliseum Ballroom 192 times consecutively and drew anywhere from 800 to 1,400 people every Saturday night. No one had ever done that before, and no one could do it again. They were just that good. They were just that good. The first time they played, the parking lot was full, and there were cars parked on both sides of the highway, all about a quarter of a mile in front of the Coliseum. They were an incredible band. We, all of us that played back then, wanted to be in the Guild, wanted to make the money the Guild made, wanted to draw the crowds the Guild drew. And they've been doing this all over the Midwest. They were the superstars that just didn't happen for some reason.
Were they not also associated, as far as people thinking back in their memory, they also did things besides being superstars? Probably a lot of people at one point in their high school years would have remembered them from things like high school, correct?
Oh, yeah. Before they played the Coliseum, they were doing, for a couple years before that, the same darn thing at Collinsville Park Ballroom every Thursday night, and at Oakville, and at Champaign. They broke attendance records everywhere they went. They were just that darn good. And they were a great band. They six good-looking guys. They were coming when they played. It was just this big pro sound, and it was like a football line coming at you off the stage. Those nights were great. Those nights, people would buy new clothes just to go hear the Guild every week. You know, it was a place to be, a place to be seen. And before they were the Guild, they opened for the Beatles when they were a band called the Delrays. So these guys have been at the top of the pile for many, many, many years.
As Lang and McLean, what can one expect? Many people probably who will attend can remember them as the Guild. Mm-hmm. Any changes, anything new? What can they expect if they come to a February 25th event?
We're not talking. You have to come and see. every musician, everybody that plays, they evolve, they change, they grow as they get older. So we're going to sue some of the old guild favorites, of course, but they've got new stuff. And we really don't know. I'm sure it's going to be good. They do a lot of fun stuff, a lot of old Motown stuff, a lot of just basic rock and roll, and some wonderful ballads. And the quality level is still there. It's not the same band, of course, 40 years later, but the quality of musicianship is just superb.
And the special guest, they'll be opening for
Lang and the Owls. Plank. The Owls from the Alton area, and that's five-piece band with horns. They do a lot of contemporary, top 40 dance kind of music, Chicago, Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald, Stevie Wonder. All of them been playing music for years and years and years, very competent, very tight, very good band, dance band. Just a basic get up off your chair and come out on the dance floor kind of thing.
Jim, we'll come back to you now, and we really need to get to all the particulars and the things going on at the Gillespie Civic Center on February 25th. And if you want to, sort of a rundown of ticket information, also the hours and the various things going on during the evening.
Sure. If you want to thank anybody for this great event coming up, we need to thank Bill Bunnell and Euban & Associates for putting on this production. They did such a great job the last time. I think it's worth mentioning that those are the people that made this effort possible. Yeah, our advance tickets are $20 a piece, and you can get them at TJ's in Bunnell, FNB in Bunnell, Country Corner, Bunnell City Hall, and in Gillespie at Hicks Appliance and the United Community Bank. And if you want to call for more ticket information, you can call Lynn at 217-835-2330 or Norm at 217-835-2130. Pertaining to the drinks at this great event, you can bring anything harder than beer and wine, and we will have those provided. There's going to be setups available as well. We're going to be opening the doors at 6 o'clock, and the event starts at 7, and we'll go up until 11 o'clock. We're going to shut it down at 11 because the Civic Center has some pretty strict orders.
Jim Marcacci, John Euban, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you for having us, Rick.
Thanks for talking to us. It's been fun.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.